Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is your Chief Ambassador. All right, God bless you. Have you been on already, Dr. Hagen?
Oh, yes, sir. I have already introduced you, and we were waiting for you. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
We look to hear you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What a blessing you are. Appreciate you very much. And dear Bishop Hagen, my regards.
Yes,
and to all the people of Hagen Chapel, my regards. And thank God for everything this morning, for all of you who come my way. I'm local audience, or national audience, and international audience. We thank God for all that he's done. We certainly make him our hero. He is our role model. He's our everything. And we do give him God the glory. He's so generous, so kind, so wondrous, so amazing, so astounding. And there are so many potentiary. We just thank him for all the things that he's done. And we give him all the praise and adoration and all of the worship. God bless you. This is our Thursday. I look forward to kind of resting today. Amen. We just got through with a phenomenal all-night shut-in and also a three-day fast. Thank all of you who joined me with us as we closed the fast on yesterday. The anointing was so present and so heavy on this prayer line. We just thank God for his presence. Yeah. My God, you can feel him in the atmosphere everywhere. And we do praise him. Now, today is Thursday, and we have a hostess today. It's none other than Dr. Julie A. Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. She has brought so many innovative things to our lives. And we praise God for it. We don't know what she has today, but she has always been innovative. So we look forward to seeing what God is going to do. This is Dr. Julie A. Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. Amen. Which has been a blessing to us on our Thursdays. Put the line in your hands, in your capable hands. Dr. Julie Hagen, the Lord bless you and keep you. It's in your hands. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you too, Chief Ambassador. Come on, everybody. Let's give the Lord a great big praise. Hallelujah. Offering. We celebrate the Lord through the life of our Chief Ambassador.
Hey, hallelujah.
Come on, give God
you. Thank you. Lord.
God bless
thank
him
you.
This morning. Oh, thank hallelujah.
Thank
God.
You.
Amen. Our first Chief. Amen. Jeff Johnson. Amen. Life of our Chief. Come on, let's celebrate the Lord. Amen. For
thank you, Lord.
Oh, very good leaders. Give God praise for them on today. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
We lift you up, God, this morning, Lord. We give you praise. Now let's tell him good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good God Almighty. Let's ask him, how is he doing? How are you doing, Lord?
How are you doing, Lord?
Oh, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. What did he say? What did he say to you? Did anybody hear him talk back?
Good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Doing great.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
So he's doing great. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just take a quiet moment as you visualize and meditate on him as to what he's speaking to you. Take about 3 seconds and just hear him speaking to your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Now just tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's tell everybody good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. and to God be praised. How's everyone doing on this morning?
Well, awesome.
What a wonderful God we serve on this morning. Father, we just want to take a moment and say thank you again, oh, for how you've spoken into our lives and how you've, oh, taken good care of everyone. Come on, everybody. Let's just thank him for a few minutes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, God, for everybody that's here. Thank God for our international audience. And, oh, God, yes, the hallelujah of the Lord that's here. And we are live on air, being heard all over the world. Somebody clap your hands again.
Thank you,
Thank you enough for all these wonderful, wonderful opportunities and privileges that he provides for us on a daily basis, morning, noon, and night. We could never thank him enough. So we do applaud the Lord on this morning. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I'm going to ask someone, amen, to lead us in prayer today for the broadcast. Amen. And then we will go further. Amen. The line is open. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to you for your presence, for your goodness, your kindness, all of the things that you've done, God. You've done so much for us, we can't tell it all. You have blessed us in so many ultra awesome and ultra phenomenal ways. And we give you glory and we give you praise. And we just ask in the name of Jesus, according to your word, didn't you say, Lord, whatever we ask in your name, you would do it that the Father may be glorified. We ask that you would bless this prayer line today. Bless every participant on the prayer line. Oh, God, bless us in such a phenomenal way. And I pray that you touch every person on this line and send healing to our bodies. Anyone who's afflicted or sick in any way, heal in Jesus' name. Anyone who's down, lift in the name of Jesus. Lift them up. And God, pray for our hostess today, Dr. Judy Hagan, that you would bless her in an ultra awesome, phenomenal way. The Lord restoring to her all the virtue that she extends out on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, bless every person, bless every hearer, and bless every doer of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Mic in your hands, Dr. Hagan.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan Dr. Johnson. Thank you. I hear somebody. Yes. Yes, go right ahead. Hello, I heard someone.
That's all right. Let's go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. It sounded like mother to the nations. I didn't want to. Thank you so much. Thank you for that powerful, effective prayer, Chief. We certainly do appreciate it. And oh, my goodness, we can just feel the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, feel the lifting. Oh, my goodness, he's here today, and we appreciate what God is doing. Thank God for all of you who went through the fast, all of us who went through the fast, got victory. Amen. And we thank God for all of those who are yet fasting. Thank God there is a movement all over the world where the saints are, and they are praying. And they are believing God for supernatural miracles. So we do, glory be to God, hail each and every one of you to go through and get your victory on whatever level you are. At this time, can we get a soloist, amen, to just sing a song for the Lord? God bless you. Hallelujah. You just feel a song burning in your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on and do it for the Lord. The world is listening. Hallelujah. The stage is ready. The mic is yours. God bless.
Oh, sad to step away, and yes, I praise you. I lift you up, I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you,
Brother
so.
Travis Murphy.
Brother Travis Murphy?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Oh, what our appropriate songs. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I love you, Lord, and there is none like you. Thank you. You have set the tone. Amen. For worship this morning. Hallelujah. And we're just going to worship the Lord a little bit more. And we're just open to the flow of the Spirit this morning. And I want to thank you because there is none like the Lord. If you please get your Bible and turn with us rather briefly to a very familiar passage. And I'm keep hearing it, and so therefore I'm going to need some help from those of you who have your Bible. I'm keep hearing a word, and I'll need you to find it because of where I am at the moment, and you could be able to read it from the Bible. There is a scripture that talks about warfare and our weapons. And it says something similar, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And I need you to find that in your Bible because I will need you to read it for us. And we're just going to take just a few minutes and give four weapons, identify four weapons that we are using in spiritual warfare that's really going to bless each and every one of us. All right, as soon as you get it, just let us know you have it. Thank you. It talks about our weapons of warfare. And that they're mighty. They're mighty. They're mighty. They're very effective. Are you still there? Are you with me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Everybody, as soon as you said it, oh, that sounds like Dr. Murphy. Dr. Murphy? Ambassador Dr. Murphy, you have it?
I was thinking it's in 2 Corinthians. But...
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, as soon as you get it, you can read it if you would love to. We'd certainly appreciate it. We'd always appreciate you read for us and all the things that you do. Oh, my.
2 Corinthians 10 and 4?
Yes, that sounds about like it. Yes. Go right ahead.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds, putting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Good, God Almighty. Thank you so. Yes. There was some more?
Oh, that's verse 5.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. And while you're there, I have another scripture. Just going to do a little feeding this morning, breakfast, after we've all been fasting, get a little spiritual breakfast here. If you could do Ephesians 6:11 and just skim down to verse 19, or you could do, you know, and then you could do Hebrews 4:12 and Revelation 12:11. We may not get all of them, but just a little verse from each one. We're going to do a little feeding, a little breakfast feeding, and try to be through in a few minutes. All right?
But Ephesians 6:11?
Yes, yes. Go right ahead.
Put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Keep on.
Ephesians 6:11.
Yes. Just read them down to verse 19. You're doing really good.
Oh, down to verse 19?
Yes, yes. We're just going to have a little breakfast in the Word this morning.
Okay.
Yes, go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do that thing. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Verse 19, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Oh, my, my, my. Thank you so much. Powerful. Yes, yes. Yes.
That other scripture was Hebrews?
Yes. Yes. Go right ahead.
Hebrews, what chapter was it? I'm sorry.
I think it was 4:12.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good, God Almighty. Now, you want to get that last one, Revelation? I believe it's 12.
Revelation?
Yes.
Revelation 12?
And 11.
Yes, ma'am. In Revelation 12 and 11, then, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Bless the reading and hearing of the word.
Good, God Almighty. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy. Oh, my goodness. It's our spiritual breakfast being served this morning after completing the fast. Hallelujah. To God be praised. And it must be the Spirit that's saying this, because I would have never thought of it. And I believe the Spirit is speaking expressively to us and reminding us that the weapons that we use in warfare, that they are mighty. God has given us the mighty weapons. Saints, do you hear that? Mighty weapons. They are so mighty, and they are so effective My God, they are stronger than an atomic bomb. They are stronger than a nuclear weapon. Oh, my goodness. For those of you who may want to fight this spiritual warfare in the flesh, hold up a moment. You don't need to go there. You don't need to get your shotgun. You don't need to get your 38. You don't need to get your axe and your butcher knife and your machete knife and your machetes and all of that. You have, we have some weapons that's stronger than any of those. Stronger. Listen up, world. The weapons that we have is stronger than any weapon in all the world. I just want to name a few of these weapons. I want to give you four. I want to name four. There are many other weapons, but I just want to highlight the four that Dr. Murphy just got through lining out to us. Number one, you can get a paper and a pen and write them down if you want to. Number one, that weapon that she read to us, that she delivered to us out of the Bible. Number one, his word. Number two, the name of Jesus. Number three, the word of our testimony. Four, the blood. Everybody know about the blood. Shout the blood. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Look, I don't have time to get into all of it, but I want you to know one thing. The Spirit would have us to remember one thing, that the weapons that he's given to us, they are mighty and they are effective. Anytime we get ready to wage war, hallelujah, we don't have to do it in our carnal or nature. We don't have to do it with fleshly weapons. Yes, somebody made you mad. Yes, yes. No, 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 no. Don't wage a war that way. Don't seek revenge that way. No, 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 no. All you got to do is use the spiritual weapons. Now, I'm not telling you to do something crazy, because the righteousness of God, the children that are righteous, they're always going to operate in the love of God. But I'm telling you, when you use these weapons in the love of God, they are mighty and they're very, very effective. Well, that's all the time we got right now. I hope you got a little something out of this little talk this morning, this breakfast. I hope it will just allow you to become fat and flourishing in the spirit. Somebody say, I'm on a diet. Don't worry about it. When the Lord fattened you up in the spirit, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else would just like to share a little light, amen, on the spiritual breakfast, like to add a course to the meal? Take about 2 minutes and do so. The line is open. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. God bless you all this morning. All the scriptures, and you need them every day when you are in the spirit realm. Warfare is very important for a child of God. And those scriptures that you gave, I have to have them tucked in my spirit every day for warfare. But I wanted to love what you said. All of them are true, because you just only repeated back what the words say. But we also, after we're in those scriptures, in the warfare, we need the power of prayer. We need the power of praise. Amen. I just wanted to share that. You've got to have a prayer life in order to have those scriptures in your life, and that is the word of God. In warfare, you have to pray the word in order for the enemy to flee. You just can't say, get back, devil. You got to say the blood of Jesus, as you just said. You can't be afraid. A lot of people can read those scriptures, Ambassador Dr. Julianne Hagan, but I find out that there are a lot of scary things when it comes to the real deal. It's beautiful when it's just beautiful and we just are praising the Lord in the atmosphere. But when you got to clean the fish, oh, help me, Jesus. You can catch the fish, but somebody's got to clean the fish. And normally they throw the fish to the shepherd, but everybody should be able to clean the fish through the word of God. I'm talking about the fish that's coming in all messed up. Anybody ever seen your gutter fish? A fish don't go into the skillet or go into the oven unless you got the scale, the scales off the fish, and then you got to know how to cut that fish. There's a certain way you gut it. Oh, y'all don't hear me on the day. I came up from the old school, and there's a lot of mess on the inside of the fish where he has eaten, and it then all go out. Amen. Oh, I hope I don't turn you away from fish, but I'm talking about the fish that we catch. And so you got to know how to gut. I'm going to share this, and I'm going to give someone else a chance. My grandson is a pastor now, and he's young. He's only 35, but he started out about 30. And he called me on Saturday, and he said that we have he ministers to young people. And he say, what I'm sharing with them is not working. Although I'm giving them a message, he say, but I remember when I got delivered, we came off deliverance. Y'all don't hear me on today. And that's the only way. Those warfare scriptures you gave us today, they're very familiar to me, because I don't only just give the pretty messages, but when I roll up my sleeves in the Lord, I got to know how to clean the fish, gut the fish. First of all, I got to gut it. Got to clean the scales off, gutting, and then you got to know how to keep the fish. So thank God for the breakfast on this morning. But I really call this a tough time. It's your heavy food. Amen. Praise the Lord. Warfare is heavy. And unfortunately, everybody don't know how to scale the fish, gut the fish, and then keep the fish. I'm talking about the spiritual fish now. And so thank God those warfare scriptures. Amen. I was in warfare last night. You hear my voice. Actually, I'm just sharing. I'm in my bed this morning. Amen. Because I was out ministering all day, and then my flop as well. And I don't feel bad that I'm lying down, because you have to rest the body and rest your spirit to be able to get back up and start all over again. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan.
Oh, thank you so much, our mother to the nation. I'm telling you, you are such a blessing to the body of Christ and to each of us. We certainly do appreciate you, and thank you for sharing. And you said so many wonderful, profound things, and thank you so much. Oh, my. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody, let's tell our mother to the nation, thank you. Anybody else would like to contribute a dish? Amen. The line is open.
God bless you. This is Reverend Melvin E. Brown, Sr. from Irving, Texas.
Oh, God bless you.
Greetings to Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson and to all the family. And I say family because we are one in Christ.
Yes.
I am very encouraged and very elated to share a scripture from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 57th verse. And it says to us in this season, but thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for our life, health, and strength, and for all the bountiful blessings that he has given us, not only in 2021, but for our life. And so I love you all very much, and continue your prayers for me as I pray for you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Reverend Melvin Brown, you said, Senior. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes, Melvin E. Brown, Sr.
Melvin E. Brown, Sr. Thank you. Thank you, sir. We really appreciate you sharing that dish with us on this morning. And as you said, you love the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We all love you, too. Hallelujah. And thank you. Thank you for your devotion to our leader this morning, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Betty, we appreciate that. That means so much. Amen to us and for you sharing that dish. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Y'all say hello to him and let him know you love him.
Good morning, and we love you so very much. Amen.
We love you very much.
We appreciate you. We need men on the line. We've been praying for that. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you all so very, very much. And now, let's get a solo. But we didn't want to close. If somebody else felt led to bring a dish, amen, we would certainly allow it this morning. We don't want to close anybody out. Is there somebody else? I hear somebody
else. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, 913. Praise God, Dr. Sheila Brown. And we thank the Lord for everybody and everyone went before me. God bless you, Dr. Hagen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just love all the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And a lot of them are my favorites that you, the Lord led you to give to us this morning. And praise the Lord. I just want to just talk a little bit on Ephesians. Praise the Lord. 6:12, because we experienced it right here at home. Praise the Lord. And I'll explain it just in a minute. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly realms. Praise the Lord for the word. We experience that, praise the Lord, with our leader. Praise the Lord. And God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise the Lord with the president. Praise the Lord, Donald Trump. Praise the Lord. And we know our leader is a man of faith, a man of God. And right here at this scripture, we hear our first truth begin to follow instructions that our chief ambassador has given us. We want to pray. Pray. That's the only thing that will work is prayer. And we experienced that with President Trump was in office. And when the Bible says, for our wrath was not against flesh and blood. The Lord didn't want us to be mad and want to do all just everything you said. Praise the Lord, Dr. Hagen, fighting and all of that. It says it's not against flesh and blood, but it's against rulers, against spiritual forces, against spiritual witnesses and high places. The White House is a high place, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know it was a bunch of wicked things going on in the White House. And we prayed. We prayed. That's the only thing could have changed it. So we have this president now, praise the Lord, President Joe Biden. I just say that to say spiritual witness, you know, wicked. That was wicked. That president, that was wicked. That was not from God. And the only thing could have got him out of that office is what our chief came to the line, and we had to pray. We couldn't fight him, can't get mad and call him all kinds of names and all of that. He don't know the Lord and stuff like that, but we prayed. We fast, we prayed, and the Lord turned that thing around against spiritual weaknesses, the high places. And again, that man was wicked. He was in the White House. He was ruling America. And praise the Lord. Today we saw that prayer, what the power of prayer would do. The power of prayer got him out of there, then give him the opportunity to run again and put a nice man in office, praise the Lord. And we prayed a man, President Joe Biden is his name, praise the Lord. And I'm just saying, that scripture right there, that's the only thing that can do it. I've experienced it, and I have wrestled against flesh and blood. Praise the Lord. I've did the same thing, but it doesn't work. When we give it to God, okay, Lord, here it is, and I can't do anything about it. He breaks us, then he takes care of that situation. You know, it's too heavy, and we, you know, wrestling and fighting each other and killing and going and getting the guns and all that. No. Only thing can solve it is prayer. And we just thank the Lord because we just know that what was going on when President Donald Trump was in the White House, it wasn't godly. But again, we just thank the Lord that prayer turned everything around, and it's just a powerful thing. And when I look at this scripture, Dr. Hagen, I just think, you know, I wrestle is not against flesh, but I'm not against him, but the spirit of wickedness that he, you know, that sent him. God bless you. Back in your hand.
Bless you, bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, there was a lot of people that voted for Dr. Trump, and there's a President Trump, and there's a lot of people that voted for Biden. So I have to put a disclaimer so all the folks that are listening from this network will not think that we're endorsing any candidate. We do not endorse
no,
any candidate. I have to put this disclaimer out there so all their listening around the world, they're just sharing about prayer so nobody would get mixed up or confused. You're just talking about the power of prayer. So those
Amen, the power
that
of prayer.
We are representing one candidate or another or a political party, we do not do that. We're just a station that carry the message across the world. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for what you
bless you. Thank you.
And prayer does work. It does work. And we see the evidence of it. Thank you so very, very much. Now, can we get somebody to do us a good song along about now? Thank you so much.
And I was cornered from in front of me with listeners.
You're a little low. We can't hear it. I think that's the minister. He's saying something, but it's low.
Okay. If you can just speak on, we can hear you, sir. Thank you.
The problem with a breakdown like that.
Okay,
we
still don't hear you. We can't hear you. All right. Well, do anybody have a song you just want to share with the Lord right now? And then we're going to go into, that's right, our praise report. Anybody?
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Well, I hear your joy bells whenever you're near. There goes my brother. There goes my sister.
God did so much in my spirit. He woke up some things that needed to be awakened. And oh my God, it's just, I just thank God for the fasting. Like some come praying, but these kind, if we got the fast. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. God bless you, Dr. Gildersleeve.
God bless you. God bless you. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the fast. Yes, Lord, for all you have done, Lord. These all the miracles and testimonies you have showed. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, there'll be another praise report.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Stern. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Mother Stern.
It's a national holiday to salute all the veterans out there. I don't know if we have any veterans that is a part of our First Fruit family. I have veterans in my ministry, and I did something special for them, tangible, to let them know how much we appreciate them. I live right down the road from the Navy base. Actually, my daughter works for the VA and everything, and maybe you've never been around any veterans. My church was loaded with veterans because in this area, the veterans from the Navy base is always looking for a church home, and that was good bait. And my husband was a veteran, and I had the opportunity to hear all kind of veterans. They were not stories. They were for real, how they escaped and everything. I had five brothers, and four of my brothers were at war. And so I certainly want to not just lightly. We are done as well in the war of the Lord. Well, those warfare scriptures were so appropriate for today, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, about warfare, because I've heard many testimonies from our veterans, how they had hit those scriptures and really nail them to the bed. So I want to salute if there's any veterans that among us from Christian families still deserving to be blessed on today to serve the country, and that is an honor. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother, for that beautiful praise report. Yes, we salute our veterans today. Thank you all for y'all service.
Hallelujah.
Thank you all.
But I wanted to ask, I'll let Chief do it at the end to see if we have any veterans under the covenant of God. I've met my minister for First Fruit. It's so good to know who we have in the midst of us. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. Yes. Dr. Chief Ambassador Johnson, are you on?
Yes, I am. I thank you. I have the Lord and laid that on my heart. I was going to do it at the close of the service today. Thank you so much. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the praise report line is open. Do anyone else have another praise report?
So this is for Ambassador Dr. Teresa Steele from Trenton, Jersey. I just want to give honor to God, who's first and foremost in my life. I want to thank him for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, the activities of my limbs, the ability to get up and just say, thank you, Lord, for another day. I want to thank Dr. Julie Hagan for the scripture she gave us on this morning in regards to warfare. Each and every day we open our eyes, we are fighting devils for our place to be in heaven, and we are in a warfare right now and just what we're doing. And I thank God that is allowing us to bring those scriptures forth, because I personally have been fighting warfare for a long, long time in my health, and the Lord is continuing to heal me each and every day. So I know that he hears my cry when I don't feel well. And he's also blessing me in my job. I've been fighting to be in a better position, and each and every opportunity that comes along, his enemy feels to be able to become more profitable. My workplace. So I'm just, that is my prayer. I'm just thankful to God for all that he's doing for me in my life situation, but the warfare that I'm going through, and the fast is extra bonus or golden nugget, as she would say, for me, because it allows you to just sit and be one with God even more. That is my favorite book, man.
Beautiful praise report. Thank you. Oh, that's a seal for that beautiful praise report. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Dr. Gilbert,
for holding that. Oh, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. I understand we have our guest with us on this morning. So let's check and see. Sister Angie, are you here? Our sister from Africa, are you here? Sister Natalie, are you here this morning?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Sister Angie, you are introduced, Sister Natalie. Amen, our sister. Our Angie Abdu is from Africa, everyone. And we've invited your sister, Sister Natalie, to come and share that testimony. Hallelujah. Sister Angie, if you could just say good morning quick and bring on Sister Natalie. We appreciate it. To hear this testimony. God bless you.
Amen.
My dear.
Amen. Good morning to everybody. Good morning. God bless
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are delighted to be here with you. Amen. I'm here with my sister. Amen. This is my longtime sister. Amen. We get on each other's nerves, but we love each other. Amen. The love of God. Amen. So Sister Natalie here. Sister Natalie, are you here?
Amen.
Yes, I'm here. Sister Natalie, like Natalie Cole, great. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
I am here. God.
All right. Well, share your testimony and let the Holy Spirit use you.
God, I just want to say thank you. I have a song for y'all first, and this is what I use for my testimony. Oh, Lord, don't move my mouth. So give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Oh, Master, you don't have to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. And Lord, don't take away my stumbling block, but lead me all around. Well, that's my song for my testimony I'm going to give. When I was 15 years old, I was molested by a cousin. Wound up pregnant, got a daughter by a family, my family member, or my stepdad's nephew. High school, thought I was doing wrong, passed, was raised up in the church on choir, didn't know why God was letting things happen to me. Mad at God, my teenage years, got a daughter, pregnant. I never once did I ever think that God loved me. Well, someone got married. My children were going haywire. My son went to jail. My daughter, I'm a mother of a rape victim. I'm 18 years old with a second baby. Graduated high school, and I'm still mad with God. I meet a man I thought the love of my life. He cheated. I wound up two more children. And I'm still wondering why God, why me? Why me? I love you. I know you tell me everything is good. But all the hurt is happening to me. I hated me. I'm mad at God. My son winds up going to jail. My daughter's a rape baby. I hadn't told her because she didn't need to know. with a guy that just my family's in a mess. Here I am,
Now here I am, 30 years old, four children, traveling the world with the military, think my life is good, abuse. My son winds up in jail. My daughter found out she was adopted. They hate me. Here I am, I'm hurt. My husband didn't want me. and I'm blaming God. My life is in a mess. 40 years old, still married. My children about grown. Me and my daughter still at odds because she, you know, what the devil brought for me. Just has torn up my whole life. My son, my daughter, my other daughter's mad because me and her dad separated my son. My baby boy wound up in military school. Everybody's just mad at me, and I'm mad at God because what I'm reading in my word and what my life is looking like, it's a lie to me. God has lied to Natalie. He's let me down, and I'm mad. Okay, so I wind up getting a divorce. Here I am. I said, God, you know, but let me back it up. He took my virginity, the devil. I'm mad at you, God. I got a second child in high school. My fault, I say. I'm mad at you, God. I could have finished college because I'm mad at you, God. I get married. He didn't want me. I'm mad at you, God. My daughter found out she's a rape daughter, hates me. We are in turmoil. She don't speak. I'm mad at you, God. My son went to jail. I'm mad at you, God. My marriage failed. I'm mad at you, God. My mama died. I'm mad at you, God, because everything you tell me is not true. I'm doubting God, which I know that when I'm reading and what my life is going, it's a mess. So here I am. Things started to change for me. Go back to school. I get another slap in my face. I meet somebody I think loved me. He cheats again. I'm like, okay, it's me. So now I'm in a depression. I'm really mad at God. After that, I wind up applying for my nursing license. I get them. Here I am. All these things have happened in my life. And 2 years ago, COVID hit. My daughter catch COVID. Here I am again in the doubt God. But within 2 years, this is how God turned it around for me. Got me a nursing agency. And during COVID, everybody's not working. And guess what God said? I promised you I would never leave you nor forsake you. I would never leave you begging bread next day. All the hurt that you've endured at an agency. I didn't have one employee. I wasn't making a lot. That was fine, but I was working. My daughter gets sick, and now I'm sitting in my office now because I'm afraid the children that I've had all these issues with, God start turning around. My daughter got saved. Within years, we have become close. She's forgiven me. My son, he's out of jail. He's doing well. His family, the COVID hit. But my daughter, she didn't die. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Now, I own a nursing agency. Where during COVID, people wasn't working. I started employing people, giving them a job. Because I had nothing. My income, I wound up on disability from depression. My income was zero. But I kept on pushing and trusting. I said, okay, God, I'm mad at you. He said, Natalie, I heard him. I was praying on our prayer line. I prayed. He said, don't give up. I was calling God, don't you give up. And I'm still telling my best friend, Angie. God forgot about me. He forgot about me. I'm 52 years old. 53. He blessed me with my family. He blessed me with my daughter. He took pain away. But every mountain that I was climbing, I was doubting him. Well, I can tell y'all today that I went from zero to way above what I can imagine. And I know that it's greater for me. Through all the hurt that the devil took me through, I doubted the man, the one man, the one man that wake me up every morning, saw me on my way. That's all the hurt that the devil put in my life. Now I'm blessed. I am employed. I have my own nursing agent. Everything that I asked for, it came to pass. But through all the hurt and pain, he was still God. And my testimony today is God is still God. And I thank him for the life that he's given me and he's given me. Don't get me wrong. I still have my stumbling blocks. But that mountain, he still allows me to climb. That's why I sing that song. Because it was stumbling blocks from the time I was 15 to now. I'm still climbing that mountain. And his hand, unchanging. So I tell each and every one of y'all today that song, Lord, to move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. If you ever, ever going through something, remember that, Lord, move my mountain. Give me the strength to climb, because that's what Natalie stands on to this day. And I want y'all to have a blessed a wonderful Thursday.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Natalie. Oh, you bless our heart. And the Lord is going to continue to bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you for sharing, my Lord, all the way. Oh, my goodness. You always bless us. We just want you to know we love you and keep on keeping on. And, oh, my God, I know our all hearts have been touched. And I see the time now. Amen. We're going to have to put in our chief ambassador's hand. But we want you to know, Sister Natalie, we love you. We're praying for you. Oh, my goodness. And we thank God for bringing you, because it was God that brought all the way.
Yes.
Yes. Right now, before we go any further, we're going to put it in the hands, amen, of our chief ambassador, who's founder of this great work, the largest prayer line on the planet. Chief ambassador, God bless you, sir. It's in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Julie A. Hagen. You've done marvelous today, and we thank God for using you. And Sister Natalie, you touched our hearts. God bless you. There's so many people around the world who needed to hear that testimony. I believe God used it in such a phenomenal way, because people are hurting all over the world. Some are experiencing things that you described this morning. And they need to know that you're holding on to God and change your hand. I want you to know that the Lord allowed you to go through those wonderful things or those tragic things in your life for a reason. He has his hand on you, and perhaps the Lord positioned you for such a time as this that he might use you to be inspiration to others around the world. So many people heard you this morning with your testimony, and I'm just grateful to you for having the faith and for having the wherewithal to tell your testimony to people so they can be helped and they can be healed. And God allows us to go through things that we might be a blessing. And that's certainly true about you this morning, Sister Natalie. I want you to know that you have blessed so many people on this prayer line. Thank you so very, very much. He brought you out. If God allow you to get in, he certainly can allow you to get out. And so I want to just encourage you to hold on to the God's unchanging hand. And know that he didn't bring you this far to leave you. He never lifted you up just to let you down. He lifted you up so you can lift other people up as you're doing. Be encouraged, Sister Natalie. And Dr. Julia Hagen, thank you for once again an innovative day. We praise God for you. But what is your address where somebody can send an offering to you, Dr. Hagen?
Oh, you yes, you can send it to the Cash App at $T, B, L, N. T for Tom, B for Blessing, L for Love, N for Nancy, and N for Now. Yes, sir. And that'll be it, sir. Thank you so much.
T-B-L-N-N. Is that right, T-B-L-N-N?
Yes, sir, that is correct, T-B-L-N-N.
All right. All right. Everybody got that? T-B-L-N-N. That's dollar sign, T-B-L-N-N. Dr. Julie Hagen. Amen. We'll certainly take that and know that that's a good T-B-L-N-N. Thank you so very much. God bless you again and again for this day. We appreciate everything you've said and everything you have done. All right. I certainly want to, in the few minutes that we have left, I want to just do a salute to Dr. Gary, actually Bishop Gary Stern. And he was a great, great, great blessing to this line, and the Lord took him on to heaven. But we certainly remember his family, his wife, Bishop Patricia Stern, and all of his children. And all of you, I want to just pray for the families of veterans. I want to open it up. If you know a veteran, amen, anyone affiliated with the armed forces in any way, the Army, Navy, Marines, or anything in any way, I want you to put that name in there just before I pray for the families. Amen. So let's honor, take this time to honor our veterans.
Brina.
David Williamson.
David Williamson. Bria Johnson. All right. Anyone else?
Patrick Hagen. Bishop Hagen.
Gerald Darden. Henry.
Patrick Angelo.
Clarence Revelle.
David Johnson. Simone Johnson.
Burley McCullough family.
Elijah Murphy.
Julia Nelson. Julia Nelson.
Clarence Blaylock.
These, not just other people. My family, my brother that is still living, Clifford Ellington, in my own church family. I have an associated pastor, Pastor Larkins, Pastor Frazier. He and his wife are veterans. And I'm just want to meet Apostle Michael Hargett, who is taking over Dr. Mary Lacey's business. He is a veteran, and he was in my ministry.
All right. Anyone else want to put a name in there?
L.W. Dixon, Grover Brown, Timothy Jones.
My brother, Clarence Blaylock, and Steve Blaylock.
The Coleman and the Rowe family.
Albert Johnson, Harold Johnson, Michael Johnson.
The Angelo family.
Joshua Wallace family.
George Smith.
The Nelson family.
The Burke family. And the Allen family.
The Smith family.
Agent Tracy McCullough family.
All right, anyone else?
Earlene Jenkins. The
family.
The Mosby family.
The Christian family, the Stinson family.
The McLean family.
The Plain family.
The Lewis family.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Williams family.
All right, God bless all of you this morning. We want to remember all of these veterans and thank God for listening. Gary Stern, amen, and his family. And all these veterans who have served, some have gone on. But we just thank God for the legacy they have left with their family members. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you've done. We just love you. We thank you for how you have blessed all these veterans to serve our country, God. America would not be what it is now without them. And we certainly do thank them. Many have given their lives and limbs and everything else, their minds, some just so many things that they have given up just to make America great. We certainly thank you for them. We ask that you would stand with their families now. Be their father, be their brother, be their husband. In the name of Jesus, hold them up. Supply their every need. Bind the enemy who is trying to come to hinder every one of them. But give them deliverance and give them bountiful blessings. May I ask you to flip things overnight for them. Anything that's going wrong, I pray that you flip it and make it go right. I bless every one of them. The families that have left, God, as they enjoy the memory of their loved ones today. I thank you for it, and we praise you for it. Now, Lord, we look to you. Nobody can help them but you. If any of them are facing financial difficulties, I pray that you help them and flip it overnight. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bless. Bless these families. Bless them in the city, Lord. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in. Bless their homes. Bless them when they travel. I pray that you bless every one of them and save them. Save their families, God. Many of them are gone now and they're dependent on you to do what no other man can do. Save them. In the Jesus' name we pray. Now thank you for supplying their every need. You are the supplier. We can't do without you, Lord. We need you on our journey. We need you on our side. Please bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless. Hear the need in Jesus' name and supply, we pray. And we give you the glory, all the praise, and all the honor is thine. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you. Thank you, Dr. Hagen, for this day. You've done a bumper job. And we certainly appreciate everything that you've done. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And we certainly pulled some strongholds down today. Thank you again. And we appreciate you with all your innovative ways. Thank God for it. We had a great day, and we thank God for all of you. Lord, bless them as they go. Let them have a great day, continuously. A great day in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Everybody, that is my closing prayer to you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. And make his face to shine upon you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. You are dismissed. Thank you again, Dr. Julie Higgins, for this wonderful day. In Jesus' name. And Sister Natalie, please know that we'll be praying for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Yeah. Thank God for you. Good day, everybody. I'm out there.